So the women's race is ended at La Clusaz, the Women's 10K Classic, and we're going to try and catch up with Dasha Guysover from Canada, who is the top Canadian and 27th, a solid day for her. I think we have Dasha on the line. How you doing, Dasha?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Excelente. So a pretty strong race for you. I know you're focused on sprinting this year, but still a great effort for you. And, of course, the American girls also did well. Tell us about the race today.
It was very tricky conditions. It was around 0 degrees, and finding good wax was a little tricky this morning. But I was glad that I took a little extra time testing my skis with the technicians and finding something that I was really happy with for kick and glide, and today was a real day, real wax race. You know, some people had good skis and did well, and some other people, you know, weren't so lucky. So I was having great skis, and yeah, and I think that played a major factor today in my race.
You know, we didn't see the race on Eurosport, although it did play afterwards, but how was the course? You know, I don't know if you've raced at La Clusaz before. I think you have. Is the course the same, and was it familiar to you?
I'm sorry?
Was the course the same as before, and was it familiar to you?
I don't really remember it from before, but I just remember it was in the field, and this time it was also in the field. Yeah, it's pretty, from a racer point of view, or like my opinion, it's a pretty boring course to race because you sort of like in this wide open field and the tracks are very straight. There's no technical corners. There is no exciting little places. And yeah, it's just sort of like a real working course where you just push all the way. And
So is it easy to pass? Or it looks like there are sections where it's easy to pass.
Oh yeah, there's lots of space and lots of tracks for everyone. So, I mean, you know, like from strategic point of view, it wasn't an issue at all. Like positioning, like you could always pass people, and yeah, it was good.
Talk a little bit about, you know, I know you're focusing on sprinting this year, and you're having a fabulous start to the season. It's very exciting, but obviously the distance is, of course, the full package, and you look like you've got the goods there too. It's just not easy to focus on both, but talk a bit about that strategy for you.
Well, like as a mass start, it was good for me just to try to hang on to people and try to pass people in the downhills because I'm a bigger athlete. Like I weigh more, so it's like I have an advantage in the downhills and I can accelerate faster. So I was able to pass some people in the downhills and just sort of like try to hang on to other skis in front of me and like tough it out. So that was sort of my strategy.
Is the distance skiing for you kind of a training portion for your sprinting?
I guess somewhat, for sure. You know, like it's important that we score points in distance races so we can have more quota for girls to start.
Sure.
So, you know, when I go in the distance race, I prepare to fight, you know, my best and give my 100%. But it's definitely a more relaxed approach than towards sprint.
Sure.
For me, yeah.
So is there you're racing tomorrow?
We're not racing tomorrow because we only have 3 girls.
Okay.
So we can't complete a team.
Right.
I wish we had somebody else come join us here, but wasn't in the cards. So we'll just go train tomorrow, get ready for Sochi, start preparing for Sochi.
Right. Okay. How is the spirit on the team now? Everybody's back together?
Everybody's doing great. Yeah. Yeah. Enjoying being in France and speaking French and eating delicious French food. So it's been good. It's been good to be in the Alps and training a bit of the altitude and good snow.
Where will you guys go to train before Sochi?
We're going to go to Prat de Lys. It's about an hour away from La Clusaz. So we're going to spend a week training there and then fly to Sochi from there.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah. Okay, well, listen, thanks for spending time with us. We want to wish you all the best, and we'll be cheering on the sidelines for the American girls tomorrow.
Awesome, yes. Thank you so much. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.